began without the man widely expected to win Mauritania's June 6th vote. Former military ruler Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz postponed the launch of his campaign for 24 hours because he says he wants to boost efforts to find a negotiated settlement with political opponents who are boycotting the vote. The former general says the election will take place as planned, but he's delaying the start of his campaign to give international mediators a chance to make progress toward resolving the political crisis that followed last August's coup. Aziz toppled Mauritania's first freely elected leader, Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdellahi, and refused African Union demands to reinstate him because Aziz said that would not be in the best interest of the Mauritanian people. So he changed the constitution to allow retired members of the military to run for office before retiring from the military to run for president in the special election his government's organizing next month. President Abdellahi wants Mauritanians to boycott that vote. The National Front for the Defense of Democracy, which supports the ousted president, and the Alliance of Democratic Forces, which was the main opposition party before the coup, are both demonstrating against the ballot. But they've also been meeting with mediators from the African Union and neighboring Senegal. The political parties say preconditions for engaging with the military include canceling the election, releasing political prisoners, and opening state-run media. Senegal has proposed delaying the vote so opposition parties currently boycotting the ballot can join the electoral process. Aziz, who's also been meeting with the mediators, says he's made many concessions and is prepared to make even more. But he says his political opponents will have to make concessions as well to find a way out of the solution. Aziz says the opposition boycott will have no impact on voter turnout. If he's not convinced by prospects for a mediated solution, Aziz says he'll open his campaign Friday in the southern city of Kifa, 600 kilometers outside the capital. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.